My talk today, though, I want to regale you with just a couple. Both of them generally deal with the question of whether immunity applies. Specifically, when does governmental immunity apply in the context of breach of contract claims? And then in part two, with respect to ultra vires claims. So turning first to breach of contract, there were two key decisions that came from the Supreme Court of Texas this year addressing an issue of first impression in Texas about municipalities' immunity from suit. And at the time I put the materials together, the Southwest Reporter sites were not yet available. So Wasson Interests, for those of you who want to spend your Labor Day weekend reading these cases, is 489 Southwest 3rd, 427. And the second one, Wheelabrator versus CPS Energy, is at 489 Southwest 3rd, 448. So turning first to breach of contract, with respect to what's come to be known as the governmental proprietary dichotomy. A few questions there. What is it? Why is it? To whom does it matter? In terms of the what, we need to look back at an old case, older than the one that Andres talked about earlier this morning, 1884, a decision of the Supreme Court of Texas, City of Galveston versus Posnansky. And it describes a fundamental difference in the nature of functions that a municipality in particular can provide. So in the sense that a municipality, such as a city, municipal corporation, is acting in a governmental capacity.